to the ANC would see their business multiply. Mazibuko says Zuma's remarks imply that by backing the ANC, businesses will be provided with financial reward. World-renowned mathematicians, conservationists and mathematics graduates have begun working on research that could curb rhino poaching in South Africa. The research group at Wits University aims to formulate a mathematical model to find a solution to the problem. More than 660 rhinos were killed for their horns in 2012. Conservation economist Michael Rolfe says they'll determine new policies that can help protect the endangered species.
There is a very heated debate about which is the best way to go about this, but no one has actually sat down and looked at the numbers and actually worked out using mathematical models how would the production work, what would be the impact on the market, what would be the feedback to producers, and what would likely be the ultimate in populations.
Moving abroad, U.S. President Barack Obama says he's determined to act on proposals to curb gun violence, which have just been completed by his vice president, Joe Biden, a month after the massacre of 26 people at a school in Connecticut. At a news conference, Obama gave an indication of the measures under consideration.
What you can count on is that the things that I've said in the past, the belief that we have to have stronger background checks, that we can do a much better job in terms of keeping these magazine clips with high capacity out of the hands of folks who shouldn't have them, an assault weapons ban that is meaningful, that those are things I continue to believe make sense.
And finally, global warming has caused monthly records for heat to increase fivefold in frequency, according to a study by scientists in Germany and Spain. In parts of Europe, Africa and Asia, the frequency of months with record